the rest of the story. His name was James Thompson, but no one could remember anyone ever calling him anything but Uncle Jimmy. Uncle Jimmy Thompson, just an old farmer from the Cumberland Plateau. Yet even now, at the age of 77, and despite the avuncular nickname, there was something thrilling, even dangerous about him. For back in his neck of the woods, folks spoke in wide-eyed whispers about Uncle Jimmy and the Devil's Box, and how he could make it sing like an angel in heaven or wail like a banshee straight out of hell. The Devil's Box. That's what they used to call the fiddle down south long, long time ago. And that's what they called it then, when Uncle Jimmy came to town. It was the far and wide announcement of a music contest that brought the old sorcerer with the horsehair wand down from the hills. Uncle Jimmy had never been to town before, so to make himself comfortable, he brought his house with him. Oh, yes, he did. The entire wooden cabin towed behind his old Ford truck. Anyhow, all these musicians were gathered around that chilly November night. One young gent strummed his guitar and sang. Another made his harmonica sound just like a freight train. On and on they sang and played. And then it was Uncle Jimmy's turn. He'd been fiddling since before the uncivil war, setting country hoedowns ablaze. Now it was time city folk fell under the spell. With a thump of his boot heel on the floor, Uncle Jimmy let fly with a shower of notes, racing, dancing, spitting out sparks like a wet wood fire. It was a happy, intoxicating, breathtaking sound that cast no shadows of the darkness to come. For after a wondrously timeless time of lightly stepping round and reel, a rhythm roared up from somewhere, a driving, relentless, pounding pulse that swept its hearers away into the night like the spectral abduction of Ichabod Crane. And when it was over, when the last lick of that lightning bow had seared the strings of that old devil's box, the crowd who'd heard stomped and shouted fairly rioted with joy. Uncle Jimmy Thompson won the music contest, of course. Yet so far-reaching were the effects of his magical performance, radio broadcast, as that contest was, that within a few months the 77-year-old farmer and square dance fiddler from the Cumberland Plateau had become a nationwide celebrity. In fact, the November 28, 1925 broadcast of Thompson's fiddle playing drew such an overwhelming listener response that radio executive George Hay decided to make a regular radio show featuring Uncle Jimmy's kind of music. Thus, from the country road dust arose a Tennessee music tradition that endures even still. For not only did fiddler James Thompson, who came down from the West Appalachian Hills to Nashville, towing his house, not only did he become the country's first country music star, but with a stroke of that enchanted bow, he personally ushered in an era that may never end, that of the down-home institution born that night called the Grand Ole Opry. And now you know the rest of the story.